Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Imagine, if you will, a trip into the mind of Chris Domino.
Feeling stupid? I know I am.
It's time to go beyond the goatee.
You know what another thing now in the world of? Can I make money off of that? Airbnb is now big into these. So do you know the X-Men? It was the movies.
Yeah.
It was a comic.
I'm familiar with it, yeah.
Okay, so there's a school that you have special abilities. You go to the school. You can stay.
It's like the IMG Academy for the X-Men?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, it is.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
I don't think they have to pay $71,000 a year like the IMG people do.
They're not looking for a scholarship either.
Do you know when...
Because if they decided to play a sport, who's going to stop them? They have superpowers.
Well, Superman, Clark Kent, was a little bit... It's a big storyline of him growing up in them wheat fields. But if I play, I could score a touchdown every time. You know what his father, old man Mr. Kent, said? But yes,
he is dead.
Yes, you could. Kevin Costner played him.
Yeah.
I think John Schneider played him.
Yes,
or something.
But you can't do that because you're Superman.
Right. You have to be above that.
He didn't call his kid Superman.
No, but there was a minute.
No, but how did he even get the name Superman? Just because he did super things and then the media took the ball and ran with it?
Yeah.
That damn media, they always get involved, don't they?
He was the son of Jor-El.
He's the son of Jor-El.
Yeah.
Then he became Superman. It's not his Christian name as we like to
say. But anyway.
The point is he had to tell him, yes, you could do that, but you have to be better than that. Because I think Superman at one point was like, hey, man, I can get all the chicks.
Right, I dominate.
Superman is not real.
Yeah. You know, who would stop me? And Kirby, if he was real, Kirby would go after him. That's for sure.
In NIL, what would that guy make in NIL? What would Clark Kent make in NIL?
Like, if nobody knew he was Superman, like, they just figured he was just a better athlete than everybody else, yeah.
If somebody wanted to tackle him, he'd just do that thing with his eyes. Poof. Blow up.
And then I think he would get arrested, though. At least manslaughter.
Yeah. So the point is, you can live in an Airbnb. You know the house from Up? Like, even though it was an animated thing, it was based on a house.
So someone designed a house similar to the house you saw in Up.
But you can go in all these famous... Like, the people who bought the Brady Bunch house want to do it as an Airbnb. Come spend the night at the Brady Bunch house. Is this a winner?
I think it is, yeah.
I think it is, too.
On a lark, people are going to want to do these things. Absolutely.
Okay.
Like, if I, you know, you want to get into character, right? So, like, if I went to the Kentucky Derby, I dress in character. If I went to Wimbledon, I wear all white, I dress in character.
Right.
People like you don't do that, but there are people like me that would do these things, I guess is my point.
So where would you, like, if that Rocky Balboa first apartment in Rocky.
Yeah.
Turn it into an Airbnb.
I don't know if anybody would want to stay there.
Okay, what about the nice house with the robot?
Okay.
Happy
birthday, Pauly.
You get to sleep in Mickey's gym.
So would I have to dress like it's 1983?
No. What if you could sleep in Mickey's gym?
Okay. I'd
do
that.
Pet shop. You go sleep in a pet shop. The point is, they're trying to make everything that you've seen in a movie.
Yeah.
Is it possible to turn into an Airbnb? It's probably a brilliant idea.
It is a brilliant idea because people are going to pay to do it.
I'm not sure if I was crazy enough.
You know, movie fans, look at us. We're fanatics when it comes to Rocky. Yeah, will do it.
Okay. No matter what their movie choice is. You dumb jago.
Hey, listen, no need to get personal. They're all slurs.
On this date, 1910, the Intercollegiate Athletic Association is renamed what? The National Collegiate Athletic Association. Happy birthday, NCAA.
Here's $2.7 billion payments you're going to have to make and probably go out of business to celebrate your birthday.
Ask me why I'm wishing them a happy birthday today.
Why today?
Because they only got a couple left.
Yeah.
They only got a couple left. 1948 in the state, CBS begins nightly newscast, the first network to actually do a nightly newscast. I don't know how many, 15-minute show. A guy by the name of Doug Edwards. In 1963, becomes a 30-minute weeknight show. Because there was enough news in the world, I guess. I got a question after you hear this.
I'm going to show you how McDonald's builds a Big Mac sandwich.
This is the introduction.
It starts here with a lightly toasted bun. And then a pure beef hamburger.
Yeah, sure it is.
Sizzling hot.
Might have been back then. Probably was hot back then,
too. A slice of cheddar blend cheese.
They cared more back then.
And some crisp, fresh lettuce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll bet it's fresh.
Then,
our
own secret sauce.
Stock Island dressing.
Yeah. Toasted. Another hamburger. And a little more sauce just for good flavor.
Oh, another hamburger. Two hamburgers.
Crisp dill pickles.
All right, take it down. How many McDonald's do you think there are in the United States?
Oh, gosh. Knowing that I'm horrible at this game, 5 billion.
Okay. Well, there's 40,000 of them. I mean, it's a lot, but not 5 billion. Do you know what number two is? And I don't know if this is still the case. If I ask you who the number two sort of fast food franchise is in terms of locations, but I'm going to give you a hint.
Subway.
It is Subway.
Subway. Because you don't consider that fast food, but, technically it is.
Yeah, but they're kind of hit hard times.
They have drive-thrus as well.
Yes, they do. They keep throwing money now. And Starbucks, by the way, is right on their tails.
That's considered fast food, huh?
Yeah, they could consider them franchises.
I don't.
Yeah.
They have the drive-thru. They have that above Subway, at least.
Oh. Yeah, they do.
Some Subways have it. Some don't. It's very inconsistent. You're right about that.
Well, and some... What's the one that Baskin-Robbins is sometimes hooked up with?
Dunkin' Donuts.
On my Instagram reels this morning, the Dunkachino commercial with Al Pacino popped up. That Dunkin' Donuts commercial. Dunkachino. He does a rap.
Right. You know what I'm not going to do now for another week? I'm not going to go back there and give him my money because of that.
Principle alone.
Do you know what brand of ice cream sells more than any other?
Vanilla.
What name brand? Name brand. Name brand. Not ice cream flavor.
Mayfield. I don't know.
Nope.
What a sham.
Ben & Jerry's is number one in your hearts and in your bowls. You know what happened on this date in 1970? I'm going to take care of the Beatles thing for you, unless you have one coming up later.
I may or may not. I don't remember.
Let It Be.
It kind of runs together. This is a part of my back in time, but go ahead.
All right. Yeah, the Let It Be documentary was released on this date in 1970. That is really true.
And they had more fun than we were led to believe.
No,
out of that documentary came a lot of misery, it seemed.
Remember I played the cut of...
Play whatever you want, or I won't play at all, George said to Paul. Whatever it is that would please you, that's what I'll do.
How would I scale that on a scale of passive aggression?
that's strong.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, George
especially
was,
for
George,
a guy who... Right.
George was pretty good at passive aggressive. If you listen to his interviews over the years, pretty good at it.
So he had a role. He had a role. Maybe it was a little bit more...
Even when he left.
I know.
I'm leaving the band now. I'll see you around the clubs. That's what he said. He was literally leaving the band. He wasn't kidding.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Hey, remember when John Cooper, I played the cut the other day, we were talking about the goalies. They wear more pads than anybody. What are you doing? Da, da, da.
Skirts?
Yeah. Nope. Let's do John Cooper first.
Are those cards shuffling? No, we had a pretty disappointing series loss the other night, and I made an appropriate analogy about goalies and skirts. You know, it's one of those moments, if you could just reach back and grab the words back, I would have. You know, as a father of two, especially a massive supporter of women's hockey, I have girls that play sports, and so, quite frankly, it was wrong. And, you know, I got to go and explain myself to my girls, and I sincerely apologize to all I offended. It's pained me more than the actual series loss itself, and so...
Told you he was going to catch heat for that.
Yeah, he did say it was the right apology.
And if you don't accept my apology, you might as well wear a skirt. Thank you. Have a good day.
He didn't say it. He said, for all I offended, as opposed to if you were offended. So he did it right. I don't think he had to.
Social media is a funny thing, man. It makes you buckle.
I know. Do you know the name Carter Storace? You won't. We like to talk about wrestling. What about real wrestling? This guy's a four-time NCAA champion. He's coming back to Penn State. There's been seven four-time, 4 years, four championships. He's coming back for one more. He got a COVID year or something, but he wants to be a five-time national wrestling
champion. Good for him. Can he pull off an enziguri kick, though? Because you say real wrestling.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can do that. Standing drop kick. It's not easy, I tell you.
Let me ask you a question. Who's the guy, who's the little guy that was the champ we were just talking about the other day? Rey Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you Carter Storace, who's a wrestler.
Yeah.
National champion.
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing to Rey? Be honest.
I don't know. I don't know if he has a counter for the 619.
I'll tell you what he's doing. That's what he's doing. Real ref, fake ref. Me reffing.
Rey Mysterio's a high flyer.
Well, you just picked the littlest guy on the roster. How about somebody big?
What about Kevin
Nash? Can he take out Brock Lesnar? Was also an NCAA champion, wrestling champion? How about Kurt Angle, the Olympic gold medalist?
Those two will kill him.
Yeah.
Those are exceptions to the
rule. I think he can take Kurt Angle now. He's pretty old now.
Got a bad neck.
A bad neck. I'm just going
to... Not Brock Lesnar.
No. I don't want to fight.
What's your excuse now, asshole?
I don't think anybody should fight Brock Lesnar. Nobody in their right mind would fight him. See that guy's head?
What is it we like to say? You'd hit him with a hammer and...
All you're going
to
do is anger him. Why'd you hit me with that hammer?
Right.
That's now, what he's going to say to you.
Now play that sound. I'm going to tell you something amazing. Now play that.
Are those cards shuffling?
They
am
are.
I right?
Yeah. Okay. So The Athletic wrote a column about trying to compare pitching feats, amazing things in pitching, to cards, card games, royal flushes, two of a kind. Tell me if you can wrap your head around this. I'm going to read you this, and you tell me, because I've read it now 9 times.
Gotcha.
Pick up a standard deck of cards. In your mind, pick up a deck of cards.
All right.
Shuffle it. Go ahead. Play that sounder again. Do this.
Not very good at shuffling cards either.
Flip all 52 cards over in a row from left to right. So you're going to flip them all over, and they're all laid out.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. You've created a sequence of cards that has almost certainly never existed before and never will exist again.
Wow.
So here's the point. If every person who ever lived had shuffled a deck of cards every second since the Big Bang, there would only be a one in a, I don't even know what this number is. I can't even pronounce it. It's so
big. It's that big of a number.
That an exact sequence of 52 cards would be repeated. I can't grasp that. Every person who's ever lived shuffles a deck of cards every second since the Big Bang. Lay them out.
So you're telling me when I'm in Vegas and I'm playing, or any casino for that matter,
go ahead,
and I'm playing blackjack and they got the auto shuffle, it's different every time. Nothing is going to repeat ever.
The 52 cards will not repeat.
I think we should try this out later this month when we're at Harris Cherokee.
Yeah, we are going. The show trip, we are going. Adam's coming with us. Harris Cherokee, May the 23rd, I believe.
Is this all official?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. We got our room reservation numbers
I'm
just this
back
morning.
The clock, man. I'm going to gamble
Adam,
all night.
No, you're not. You can, as long as you don't start drinking until 7. By the way, that's the same rule. Adam, do you know our rule? He's not allowed to drink until 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Because he's bad in casinos when it comes to gambling and drinking at the same time.
So to me, it's like, it's akin
to...
Are
we going
to
go play blackjack?
Yes, we have to.
Okay, Adam, do you want to come play blackjack with us?
I'm down. That's my game.
So to me, it's akin to when you were able to drink like I used to be able to drink.
Yeah.
When you're playing blackjack or you're gambling in general, it's akin to watching a game. You don't realize how much you're drinking because you're focused on the game and you're pounding beers, or you're playing blackjack and you're pounding beers until it's too late.
Do you want to know
what's... Oh, no.
You want to know what's crazy about you telling that story? I had a piece of sound. I didn't use it today. I'll use it next week. Wade Boggs is telling a story about drinking. The number turned out to be like 73 beers. But he was playing cards on the plane from Boston to Seattle. And that was the night. And he said, I got to be honest. I don't think I killed every beer. He said, but I was over. They looked at me at one point. We're playing cards. And he said, I'm playing well. It was over 50 beers.
I believe it.
They brought him 50 beers.
Because you're not thinking about it.
But
you're
never
thinking about everything else.
I never heard the condition of the story. Now he's telling me, oh, yeah, I was playing cards. We were playing cards with the fellas.
Next thing you know, you got the pit boss coming over saying, you can have some coffee. And you can continue to sit at this table, but we will not serve you any more alcohol.
Right, because you knocked over a beer three times.
Well, that's the other thing casinos have, because you don't really have windows or clocks. So it's going, you don't have a sense of time.
None.
Well, as oxygen. You're sitting there drinking and
you got
playing.
Oxygen.
Yeah, you don't sleep even in the rooms. They pump those oxygen crystals into the rooms, and you're awake whether you want to be awake or not.
The kicker of the story, in Seattle the next day, he was 2 for 3 with 2 doubles and a walk.
There you go. How many stories have we heard like that? Guy comes stumbling in, up all night. Next thing you know, he's a game-winning grand slam.
The Jim Leyritz home run. Mm-hmm. He was out in Buckhead all night. Torrey had to remind him. He said, I'm banged up. Thank God I'm not playing. He goes, don't forget, National League Park.
And ironically, Joe Torrey just looked hungover all the time.
Yes, that's funny. But I will
Even
say
though
this.
He wasn't.
Joe Torrey looked old before he was really old. But what's the good news now at 80-plus? He looks good.
Everything caught
it
up.
Finally caught up with
him. It was like Yogi Berra.
Yeah, right. He wasn't a handsome man. They talked about that a lot, and it's a shame. Guy was a hell of a player. But at a certain point, he's like, oh, Joe, you don't look bad.
Because he's looked
he's
the
80,
same.
You don't look bad.
He's looked the same for 50 years.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation, like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere, from the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone. We are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.